Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Eco Money on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Money FM 89.3. This is Eco Money, and I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, COVID-19 has forced many businesses to reevaluate business models and strategies. This, in turn, has required a need for listed companies to communicate to investors on material challenges as and when developments arise. Now, going forward, in the latest regulators column, SGX Regco highlighted what it expects of sustainability reporting during COVID-19 times. And to find out more and what investors should look out for, we're joined by Michael Tang, and he's head of listing policy and product admission. Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Rachel.
So, Michael, first, perhaps you can tell us, how will sustainability reporting change as a result of COVID-19?
I think everyone knows that COVID-19 has deeply impacted all our lives, and obviously businesses are impacted too. So we expect that COVID-19 will feature very heavily by SGX issuers in their reports and in their disclosures, because companies need to deal with the impact and the fallout from this pandemic, such as dealing with lockdown, supply chain disruptions, or changes in consumer demand. And investors and other stakeholders want to know how companies are dealing with these challenges. I think the word that has popped up most often during this period is uncertainty. Uncertainty for businesses, but also uncertainty for these shareholders and stakeholders on what material changes there are to the company's business and operations. Now, I was just going to say that we've issued a few pieces of guidance really to help companies on how to communicate with stakeholders. So not just on sustainability, but more generally on its impact on the company's operations, earning prospects, balance sheet, liquidity, or the impact of governmental measures like movement restrictions or any budgetary support for businesses. But I think critically on the sustainability front, and which is the subject of our latest regulatory guidance, we've highlighted a few additional areas that companies can look out for.
So maybe you can share more about those additional areas and perhaps give us an example so that anybody working for a listed company that might be listening to this interview knows where to start.
I think maybe just to bring it home, maybe a few examples of, I guess, what companies are doing and how companies have been disclosing these issues would be helpful. So let's think about it from the perspective of the stakeholders of the companies that are impacted. So, for example, employees. We know that health and safety of employees is paramount in the minds of companies right now. How do you ensure safe distancing at work, providing face masks or hand sanitizers to ensure that there's a safe working environment? And if that's not possible, how do you encourage and facilitate employees to work from home? I think with all the changes in demand, there might be necessity for retraining of employees to meet these new demands. Mm-hmm. But we also know that some businesses are so heavily affected that business may not be able to continue as usual, and livelihoods will be impacted. So how do companies communicate with their employees and manage their relationship with the employees to keep them engaged within the organization? So I think that's one stakeholder group. Of course, it's
I was just going to say, Michael, you know, it's interesting that you mention employees, because often when you think about sustainability reporting, you think about paper usage, carbon emissions and things like this. But as you mentioned, manpower is a very, very critical area as well, isn't it?
Yes, and I think the pandemic highlighted the importance of managing the social aspects of businesses with employees, customers, suppliers, and the community at large.
So can you share with us then, what are some of the challenges for companies regarding sustainability reporting during this time, and how can they overcome it?
Well, I think the principles for good reporting has not changed. It is still about looking at the most important ESG, environmental, social, governance risks and opportunities, and then telling investors and stakeholders how the company is dealing with it. So I think what might have changed is that a lot of what companies are doing may be unplanned for. So we don't have predefined strategies or targets. But companies should definitely mention what they're doing in the sustainability report. I think the other challenge is thinking about what types of information is best announced immediately so the investors would know, and what types of information or plans require longer-term thinking, which then companies can produce in their sustainability report.
And that said, for companies, if they're looking for further guidance on this, where can they refer to? Because, you know, it could be a question of how much do they actually need to disclose.
I think maybe the first thing to say is that there is no playbook in how we deal with this pandemic. Every day we're learning, even as regulators. What we do is to look at what are the key areas that might possibly be of interest to investors that companies might be grappling with, and then to put them together in a form of guidance, and which is what we've done with the regulators' guidance. So that's what companies can look at. I think definitely look at what your peers are doing. What are the examples of how they've managed these risks? So we've cited some of these examples in the regulatory column as well. Mm. I think the last thing to maybe highlight is that I think boards play a critical role in this whole endeavor. While management is needed and dealing with the new challenges thrown out every day, board can think through about the more strategic issues affecting the business. You've mentioned, I think, previously about how companies are trying to put on a digital strategy with an online shop. So how will companies deal with all these new, disruption? Is there a new strategy or business model that the company needs to adopt? And no one else besides the board can guide the company through this crisis and beyond.
Can you think of a best practice example that perhaps you can share with us?
I think in terms of explaining what you're doing with your stakeholder groups, that is really about what you're currently doing. For example, with customers, how are you supporting them through this period? With suppliers, how do you think through the supply chain to ensure uninterrupted supply in order to provide service on a continuing basis? And with the community at large, how do you support the community? We've had examples of companies that have stepped forward to organize staff to be safe distancing ambassadors or contact tracers. And these really show solidarity with the community, and issuers generate a lot of goodwill and reputational benefits for the way forward. And I think boards maybe can think about how the business and the wider community interacts going forward.
We're speaking with Michael Tang, Head of Listing Policy and Product Admission at SGX Reg Co. Michael, can you share with us then, what's the importance of the annual report and what part does it play in all of this in highlighting such initiatives? I mean, is that the key document that investors need to look at if they want to understand what the measures that companies that they've invested in are taking?
So I think I'll say that investors should be looking at all the information that companies have put out. And these take several forms. They may be in the form of immediate disclosures and announcements on SGXNet when things are material and have a financial impact. So that's definitely one source of information. The other source of information would be the financial reports or business updates that companies are putting out with their financials to keep updated about latest impact on the financials. But I think the annual report itself presents an opportunity for the company to think through in a more considered fashion and to portray, I think, all these issues in a more considered light. And I think that's one good place for investors who are not maybe keeping track with the day-to-day announcements to get an overview of material impacts as well as the strategies of companies.
And this is quite a new area for investors to navigate. What are some of the key things that they should really look out for?
Well, I think it is probably quite similar to what we've asked companies to look out for. So how are companies dealing with the impact on their operations, for example? What are the disruptions to supply chains? Is the company putting in some plan in order to continue to provide its service? And I think this ultimately will impact on financial performance and will be information that investors need to take note of. Earnings prospects. Has the issuer made any announcement of changes to its earnings prospects? Is it going to deteriorate rate in the near term? So I think these are also any other critical financial information that investors can look out for. But I think also more importantly, the strategic issues that I've mentioned, do the investors think that the board is dealing with these strategic business issues sufficiently? Has mm-hmm. the board put out enough information so that investors, I guess, have an insight into what the future holds?
And how do you think all of this is going to change sustainability reporting for listcos in the long term?
I mentioned that COVID has highlighted the importance of properly managing your social risks and opportunities. And I think this is really what we've been asking companies to consider, even with climate, even with environmental risks and opportunities, that if we are not able to properly manage these issues, we might be faced with a situation where there's a sharp impact, which is immediately felt by all, like a pandemic. And I think that is what we want to avoid. So I think what the pandemic and I think this whole situation has shown us is that it is important to manage your ESG risks and opportunities properly and to give investors sufficient information about these areas.
And listed companies have made quite a way in their journey when it comes to sustainability reporting. Obviously, SGX has a comply or explain mandate. Can you tell us where we are at the moment and any future changes that you're looking at when it comes to regulating sustainability reporting here in Singapore?
We've introduced the requirements since 2016 and given companies some grace period to progressively implement the recommendations on sustainability reporting. And I'm happy to say that when we did a survey last year, mm-hmm. we found that almost all companies have produced their reports, and about 80% of them are doing so for the first time. So I think that's very gratifying to know that companies are thinking through these issues and informing their investors. I think in terms of what's going to come forward, I think we've put out some guidance on climate change. We've put out guidance on dealing with the pandemic. I think really these are topical issues that come up, and we would probably see how we can maybe consolidate these guidance into a reporting guide that would help issuers.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for sharing all your insights with us. It's been absolutely fantastic talking to you.
Very happy to speak to you, Rachel. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Michael Tang, Head of Listing Policy and Product Admission at SGX RegCo.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.